to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your host, Julie and Holly Baird.
It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293 CX 106.5. So happy you've joined us today. Some 10 reasons why you might want to or you should cook in your cast iron pans. Many of us grew up using cast iron. And the reasons why we chose, our parents chose to do that is some of these that are in this list. But cast iron is a durable material that will last for the test of time if you take care of it.
Right.
And there's ways of maintaining this.
So cast iron pans are a lot of times safer than most modern cookware. They say that they date back to over 2,000 years, and they've been seen found in China as early as the 3rd century B.C. So they're a very old method of cooking, which is good. And one thing is that they are definitely tough and durable. Obviously, if they're finding things from that long ago.
The nonstick pans cannot be used on high heat, and they can get scratched very easily. Cast iron is not like that. Cast iron is the go-to item here, and there's many different cast iron companies available that you can cook with. And they're durable, they're tough, and they come in many different shapes, sizes, from very small to very, very large.
Right. Okay. So, a lot of times, because they are very nonstick or more nonstick.
There is
than
a seasoning process or a curing process you have to do with this in order to get it locked in.
Right. So if you do like, they're not going to be the same as like a Teflon coated pan. With that being said,
they're going to be healthier.
Right.
Because that Teflon is not going to flake off into your food.
But you do use less oil. So if you compare it to like your, I guess like a stainless steel pan, you're gonna use less oil versus the stainless steel with a cast iron, but not as nonstick as Teflon, but it's a good happy medium, and it's better for you in that sense.
Well, what happens is as you're cooking, a lot of the oils that you use or the butters or whatever it is will infuse itself into the actual pan and kind of lubricate the internal portions of that pan up to make it more nonstick as you use it more and more. Kind of like what you would, in the automotive world, you use oil in your car and that kind of infuses into the engine block and it helps it lubricate more. That same thing with the pan. It's absorbing that oil and releasing it as it heats up as you continue to use it for many, many years.
Right. So when they're seasoned, they do mimic the nonstick pans. If you don't want to take the time to season them, they now sell pre-seasoned pans so that you can not deal with that, that seasoning process. And you can get used to cooking with them faster.
Yes. And again, if you're very trying to be health conscious, you might want, and you don't want to worry about the Teflon flaking off, the nonstick, or, you know, they've got this new thing, the copper pan or whatever that thing is. The cast iron is a tried and true item that we've used for many years. And then I grew up on cast iron, as well as the Dutch oven. Are predominantly cast iron,
right.
That you can roast your whatever it in the oven or on the campfire.
So you can cook on high heat. You can cook very versatilely with this. So they are really great if you like one pan cooking because they can go from the stove to the hot oven, back to the stove or whatever.
There's no handles that's going to get melted.
Right. Essentially, that is exactly what it is. So that's something to keep in mind. You do have a lot of versatility there. And with that high heat, you don't have to worry about things getting mushy. Sometimes if you don't have something getting hot fast enough or staying hot, certain things can get mushy. Or say like you see a lot of these videos with the cast iron where you can make skillet cookies or cornbread. They're ideal for that.
Now, this doesn't mean you can throw your pork chops in the pan, walk away for 30 minutes and come back and everything's going to be wonderful. You've got to make, it's not a walk away. You've got to flip the meat and you're a cook or you stir it or whatever. It's just not a fix-all, end-all, it works great type of thing. There's some maintenance in which you have to use for, you know, you have to maintaining this. You have to watch it.
Right. So the nice thing about it is they keep food from burning. And as Joey mentioned, you can't just leave it there and walk away. But because of the thermal conductivity of that, how they're so thick, once they get warm, they stay warm, but they're not going to get too hot. And I'm sure it is kind of a learning process. Joey definitely cooks in the cast iron more than I do. But it's something that you have to keep in mind is that they will stay hot all over, unlike some of these pans where it might be hot in the center, not as hot on the sides. It's got that thickness which keeps it hot for a longer time.
It distributes the heat almost perfectly even. And again, you not even just oven to stove. You can go from grill top to stove to oven and wherever you need to go in that. Other things that, you know, let's talk about, we talked a little bit about the sizes. We've got, what is it, a 12-inch? We've got a 12-inch.
Yeah, I think it's a 12-inch.
And I've seen them as big as 24-inch. But also now there is some money that is endured in the buying brand new cast iron.
Right. So you want to, it's definitely an investment. But if you buy something like a high quality copper cookware, that's an investment too. So you have to think about that. You know, what is the comparative here?
Well, also you can get these at like thrift stores, yard sales. And if they look like they should have went to the recycling facility, you can bring these things back with a little elbow grease and some maintenance that you can find online to where it is clean, sanitized, and you can use it, and it looks just about brand new in your kitchen. So you can get them for dirt cheap and then bring them back.
You can kind of refurbish them essentially, because they are iron. If they're not taken care of or used, they can rust. And but there are ways to remove that rust so that they are safe for cooking again.
There are some drawbacks to using cast iron, and the drawback is cast iron pans have all the benefits that we've talked about, but they are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a metal pan. It's not some stainless steel manufactured human thing in a warehouse, in a factory somewhere. This is actually cast iron metal. There is weight to it, and the goes without saying, the larger the pan, the heavier it is. So if you have difficulty lifting the pan empty, just keep in mind that there's going to be liquid and food and everything if you're going to transport it from table to stove to oven.
The nice thing about that, though, is that they put handles on either side. So even though we have a skillet, there is a small handle on the opposite side of the long handle so that if you need to, you can use, you know, both hands.
And you want to clean the pan thoroughly after cooking, which this should be, you know, standard protocol with anything that we do. But water is the number one enemy of cast iron, and I and Holly have both cleaned our cast iron skillet with soapy water. We've done it, and we've let it soak.
Well,
in water, which is not really recommended here.
It doesn't necessarily damage it, especially now these new pre-season pans. It's not going to damage it. If you have a very old one, that's what's going to cause the problems.
It's going to seep into that. It's going to absorb, that water's going to absorb into the cast iron and start breaking it down
internally. But the new pre-season ones are, I guess, different.
Let's talk about re-seasoning the pan after you use it. And I think this is kind of, this will work also for if you just buy one that's not seasoned from the store, or you get it from the thrift store or wherever, and you're bringing it back to life.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to place it on high heat. Once it's warmed up, you want to dip a paper towel in coconut oil, rub the hot pan with it. When it starts to smoke, put more oil around it, and then turn it off. And that's basically how you season it.
You're locking in that oils into the pan, that coconut oil. Now, it recommends coconut oil. Now, I don't know why you couldn't use grapeseed oil or vegetable oil.
That's because coconut oil is a high heat oil.
Okay, so it can deal, and it doesn't basically essentially burn.
Right.
Okay. We want to use these frequently. Obviously, you just don't want to use it once and not use it for 3 years. The purpose of having a cast iron is the versatility and the universal use of it. We use ours almost weekly, and if we had more cast iron, we have one cast iron skillet, we would use it more. We would use more of them.
Right. So one thing I want to say here, and okay, for most people like me who grew up with Teflon, as always, was do not use your metal kitchen tools on that Teflon, and that was like drilled into my head.
Because
was,
the Teflon is a coating, right, that can be dug
can
out,
be scraped off,
and infused in the food, and right, then you're eating Teflon.
So the bonus to this is that you don't have to worry about that. You can use all the metal utensils you want while you're cooking, and then you'll be fine.
You're going to scrape it and tear it up, and you're going to essentially destroy your metal utensils before you destroy the pan
right,
with your
That's,
yeah.
And then one thing I also wanted to mention is that you can stack them. So if you need to store them and stack them, there's no harm in that either.
So when it comes to cast iron skillets, if you've never ever cooked in a cast iron skillet and you're all about this Teflon and easy and healthy, the cast iron is really more healthier than anything on the market. There is some work that goes into it. And really, folks, if you're going to do anything in life and you want it to do it right, there is work that has to go into it. Very rarely in life does anything just get handed to you on a silver platter and everything is wonderful and works great and you don't have to do anything. And so there's some work that has to go into it. So when it comes to cast iron skillets, we use it, and we are looking at investing into more cast iron because we see the durability compared to some of the other pans that we have in our arsenal of cooking supply.